Blog Talk Radio.
Ray and Tay today.
Yes, Sports Radio's on. Talking sports with friends, and you know we got it on. From the NFL to the NBA, MLB and college hoops do it all day. College football, we know who's number one. Understand, on the phones, you know we get it done. So call in 718-664-9098 and we'll give you more. Talking sports, yes we do. Talking sports, it's for you. Play and pay, and we spit it every day. And we're talking sports, give us a call, okay?
Clap it up, it's Ray and Tay today. I'm Tay, I'm rolling solo on this Football Friday. So much to talk about, the psycho life. Ray is not with us for a wonderful reason, because he is added to the Ray and Tay team, celebrating with his beautiful wife, Erica, their second child. So now he's got two girls. I've thrown in three boys, four boys total. So Ray and Tay have contributed, and we hope you always listen and enjoy and just, you know, have fun with us and our family. So let's get into it. Before we get to Thursday Night Football and stuff, we haven't spoken to you since Monday, so on behalf of Ray and myself, a big rest in peace to Alan Thicke, Growing Pains. That was our guy. And a lot of people don't even know this. He also wrote the theme song for Different Strokes. I mean, that in itself is crazy because, you know, everybody loved that show as well. You know, great actor. Obviously, we know about his kids and Robin Thicke and yada, yada, yada. But definitely a TV giant and legend. He was just on that new show, This Is Us. Had a little cameo on that. And then, oh, man, we lost another giant in Craig Sager. Sager Strong, you know, that definitely hits home with the sports family and the NBA. I think everybody, you know, saw him with the Jimmy V speech this summer about cancer. He's fighting leukemia and just his zest for life, his clothing, his sideline reporting, all of it. Craig Sager was without a doubt just, you know, a champion that, you know, Ray and I on this show, we would laugh and talk about Sager and his wardrobe and his clothing and just, you know, all types of stuff. He was, you know, such a giant, but someone who had such a zest and a zeal for life. I think you all, you know and can relate to someone who brings just so much to his profession, but also brings, you know, grace. I mean, just him and Popovich on the sidelines, you know, you were cracking up watching it because, you know, Pop changed his demeanor, you know, his whole demeanor and energy when he was, you know, being interviewed by Craig Sager. And that in itself said something about him, you know what I mean? And that to me was so amazing about Craig Sager. And, of course, the suits and yada, yada, but it was just, it was fantastic. So you tip your hat to Steve Kerr at Barkley and just how they spoke about him. Craig Sager Jr., I think, you know, his wife Stacy, five kids in total. And, you know, his fight that he spoke about going to Houston and the cancer hospital down there. It's just, oh, it was, you know, it's such a tearjerker. But, you know, he celebrated, and I thought Steve Kerr said it best, you know, just celebrating his life. So before we look at tonight, because, you know, we're doing the show late night, I got to get ready for, you know, game tomorrow morning. My 7-year-old son's playing again. Week 2 for Willie Beeman, you know, he did good last week, so we'll see how they do, his Sun Devils team, junior sons. But, look, the Warriors, just in the first half last night, 26 points on 26 field goals. They beat the Knicks. Now, the Knicks, you can't blame them. The fourth seed, 14-12, Melo. And Rose didn't play. Noah's been banged up. So they finished the road trip, I think, tomorrow at Denver. So hopefully maybe those guys will be back. They can, you know, get a win, still have a good trip. You know, they won Sacramento and Lakers and then lost the last two to Phoenix and Golden State. But the Warriors, man, right now, the way that they're sharing the ball, 23-4, and the way that they're playing, they've got the NBA on fire. I mean, it is lit, you know? It is truly, truly lit. And it's impressive, I think, for everybody to watch because, you know, we're kind of building to that Christmas Day game where you know it's going to be, you know, it's going to be crazy watching these guys and just, you know, seeing where everybody's at because we might have the NBA Finals Part 3. Now, the Lakers and Celtics used to battle a lot, but they didn't play each other 3 years in a row. So that in itself would be just wild to see, you know, part three of this amazing saga between the Warriors and the Cavaliers. And you feel like that's where it's headed. And nothing's wrong with that. I mean, people complaining about the season, and we got the new NBA and the CBA where they're going to start potentially October 17th next year, so we'll cut the back-to-back so LeBron and the Big Three won't miss out on Memphis and, you know, people up in arms about that. But you can't be so upset. The fans, you guys create this, right? The demand and the respect for championships and just what that is and what it means. And so then when these guys are grinding in the season, they need a rest, you know? And, you know, I don't know. You could nitpick and scream and yell at them for it or whatever. Me as a fan, I don't have a problem with it because I want them to be at their best in the playoffs. So, you know, yes, granted, I'm not paying $100 for tickets to go see LeBron with my kid. And maybe if he comes out here to Phoenix and I did that and LeBron didn't show up, I'd be pissed because my kid would be like, I want to see Kyrie, Daddy, you know, because that's what he would want to see. That's his guy. He likes the Cavs, he likes Kyrie, and he likes LeBron. So I get it. But I think he would understand that, you know, well, he wouldn't understand. But I would try to explain to him, look, they want to win a chip, and this is what they have to do it and stuff like that. So going around association tonight, and we'll get to the football. So it looks like the Lakers are trying to break that streak, and what's best on your schedule, right? It's getting the Sixers. Now, look, in Ray and Tay's day growing up, L.A. Philly was must-see TV. You know, it's on ESPN, but, I mean, it was just like the whole world stopped when Dr. J and Magic were battling with Jamal Wilkes and, you know, Norm Nixon and Moses and Andrew Toney. Man, we go back. Ray and Tay go back. Clippers are battling the Heat. Looks like it's going down to the stretch. Under a minute left, so it looks like the Clippers are getting that win. So it seems like there's some good games tonight. Now, look, the Wizards are starting to put some wins together. Good for John Wall and that team because it looks like they're trying to turn it around where they've played so poorly earlier this season that, you know, we spoke about on the show, you know, should they make trades? And then Boston's beating Charlotte tonight. They beat them, and we're talking about Charlotte. You know, and back-to-back, the Milwaukee beat Chicago again after they were just on TNT and they, you know, beat them before. So there's a lot going on. I think we got to look at the Rockets, the way James Harden is playing. It's exceptional, you know, a tie with the Clippers for that third seed. And if we're looking at the standings, I'm sure it's you know, not updated with tonight's stuff. But even just in the East, the Wizards are trying to move up, right? They're 9, 10, they're 11 right now. And they're almost playing 500 basketball, 11-14. So that's big. I think they've won 4 out of their last 6 or something. So they're trying to get it going. You know, you see other teams are making moves. The Bulls have dropped down, and Milwaukee, I think, has slid up in the East. And, you know, Jason Kidd, give him credit. You know, he's got Antetokounmpo. Yeah, I said it right, finally. And Jabari Parker, balling. They're really doing big things. As Ray would say, Big Tigger doing big things. Shout out to my boy Big Tigger, yo Terps. And, are you guys ready for these college basketball games today, this weekend? Ray would love it. UCLA against Ohio State and then North Carolina, Kentucky. You can't get much better than that. Should be, you know, some great hoops, some great fun. I think the Tar Heels have an edge, especially if Berry is balling out. But, you know, Kentucky's youth and some of their guys, they can definitely get after it. So that should be fun. Villanova, they're still undefeated, still, you know, going to be number one. So that should be fun. Now, let's get to the football, man. Oh, actually, this Minnesota scandal, I don't know if they're going to play, but to me, look, my wife had to school me and said it best. Look, I don't care if the girl was willing to sleep with two players but said no to the other four. They're all wrong. You shouldn't be in that situation. It's just risky. It's dangerous. And something's wrong with the girl and yada, 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 whatever. And I don't know if they should, you know, be suspended or what's going on, but that whole bowl game and what Minnesota's doing, it's kind of messy. But the coach is supporting the players. The players are supporting the 10 that were, you know, suspended for the bowl game. So we'll see if they play Washington State, if there's going to be a bowl game at all. Leonard Fournette is not going to be in the Citrus Bowl, LSU-Louisville. That's fascinating. We'll see how that plays out. And then when you start looking at football, AP is back. Adrian Peterson will play against the Colts. Better to come back against them to warm up for the Christmas Eve or Christmas Day battle against the Packers and Favre, Rodgers. And plus, you could run all over the Colts defense, you know. And look, let's be honest, he wants to make the playoffs, but he's also trying to, you know, solidify a contract. I think if we're keeping it oh so very real, that is the truth for one Adrian Peterson. And I'll get into some of these fantasy notes. But let's hit you off with this, too. Because
you're now listening to the NFL Talk with Ray.
Load on the team, NFL. Your boy Tay on the lean. Ray's on the team, hooking you like Kareem. Oh, man, I'm so happy for Ray. He's a great dad, too, man. You know, Ray and Tay, we try to make the world a better place, and I know he's, excited and hectic or whatever. What he would like is to see his Jets beat the Dolphins on Saturday. And I don't think they're going to get it done. They like Robbie Anderson, but I think Matt Moore is a professional backup, and I think Dolphins still got a shot for the playoffs, so I think they're going to take care of the Jets. It's probably going to be a defensive battle, so maybe like 20-16. Now, we're not going to do all the games for you, you know, just a couple. another doozy that I know Ray would like, and he probably likes the Giants in this one. He probably was impressed with their defense. For me, you know, I think Detroit's going to probably beat them, but definitely cover that 4.5-point spread. What's hard, though, in that Steelers-Bengals game, you know, we both would take the Steelers. I know Ray would, but I didn't pick it. But A.J. Green is not playing, which hurts, right? Fantasy football, and I'm playing Ray. He's got the crew, the lineup, the squad. Oh, my gosh, I don't even know if I can beat him. This is to get to the championship. So I'm kind of pissed about that because I got Derek Carr, Cooper, A.J. Green, Randall Cobb, and I'm going with Perryman and Taylor Gabriel. So you know my feelings are hurt. So it's all about Derek Carr and Le'Veon Bell. His mama named him Le'Veon, so that's what I need him to do is just Le'Veon it on the Bengals, which I think he will. Let's say the Lions take care of the Giants, 24-23. Now, this is a good one. I wouldn't be bold enough. I wonder if Ray would to take the Titans over the Chiefs. Definitely to cover the spread, 5.5 points. That ain't happening. DeMarco and Delaney and Marcus. But the Chiefs will probably win that one, like 26-24 should be a close game. And funny thing is that I think Indianapolis and Cincinnati are two situations where they both lose this week and don't make the playoffs, especially Indianapolis. I think they both get fired. And then you have to ask yourself, how many coaching jobs will be open at the end of the season? And what is the best one? Or what are the best jobs? So Los Angeles, Indianapolis, Minnesota. That's – I wonder if Chicago would be open. You know, I wonder if you guys think Chicago will be open. Because to me, you don't blame Fox. Cutler's probably not coming back. You know, he's still got to, you know, retool that situation. But – Do you get rid of John Fox? I mean, you know, he's a good defensive coach. You trust him as a head coach. Does Mike Smith, who's done good things with the Tampa defense, does he get back in and get another job at coaching? That's going to be fascinating. Now, there was rumbles about Buffalo with our boy Rex Ryan, who Ray is definitely him and Marvin Lewis, ready to get both of them going. You know, to me, I'm like, I wouldn't get rid of Rex because he's had crazy injuries. It's not his fault. It's just not his fault, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, let's be fair. Let's be fair. You want to be fair? I want to be fair. And then you could potentially have Buffalo, Chicago, Los Angeles, Indianapolis, Minnesota, and Jacksonville. So my guess is there's going to be six jobs. I don't know what the best job will be. San Francisco will still be there. You got to believe New Orleans is still there. I believe the Jets are still there. What do you think about this Patriots-Broncos game? Look, I'm going to tell you like this. Broncos have some injuries at linebackers. Michael Floyd could play. I doubt if he will, but it's a smart pickup by the Patriots. You know, no harm, no foul. If it works out, it works out. He messed up, you know, and he's got to redeem himself. And sometimes Belichick gets guys and they do, you know, redeem themselves, like Corey Dillon and LeGarrette Blount. But I don't know if Michael Floyd, he's on the knucklehead list. And then there's rumblings that Bruce Arians might retire, and I don't know if that's due to health or what. But the Cardinals are falling apart, so that could be a seventh job. You know, some serious turnover. San Diego could be eight. So it's fascinating, man, how these jobs just fly open. I'll say this. I think Tampa is going to give the Cowboys all they can handle on Sunday Night Football, but I think the Cowboys will pull it out. They won't cover the spread, but you're talking 26-23. Now, Levante David and Gerald McCoy are both playing hurt, but I think they're going to go. I think the Raiders will take care of San Diego. And I'm going to take the Patriots over the Broncos. I really feel like the Patriots can get it done. For fantasy purposes, I'm all about Brady. I got Brady and Carr, both my playoffs, and I'm still alive, and I need them. And I think Fitzgerald's going to do some stuff against New Orleans. Breeze and Palmer could be a shootout. I'll say 30-27 Arizona. But the problem is that both these teams are playing for nothing, and they had a lot of promise. And, you know, definitely, you know, could be having a good season. It's got to be frustrating. What's even more frustrating is that you're hearing rumors that the Jets are interested in the North Carolina quarterback, something with a fellow named Trubisky. But to me, I'm like, wait a minute, you got Petty and you got Hackenberg. You haven't even – I told you that Hackenberg should be playing week 16 and 17. So let's see if that plays out, because you got to know who he is or what he is or what he could be. It makes no sense, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it just doesn't. Did the Ravens beat the Eagles? Did they get back into the tie with the Steelers for first? I think the Eagles could do this one. You know, the Ravens are six and a half at home. I think they'll win. They're not covering. I would say like 23-21. The Ravens take care of that. Just like Texans, Jacksonville. Look, Texans are going to win probably. I'm rooting for Jacksonville. But they're not covering 6.5 points. This is more like 20-16, let's be fair. And the Falcons are not covering 13.5 points over the Niners. That's just crazy. So it should be a good weekend of NFL games. It's nice to have the standalone Saturday game. And then Ray and I, we should be rocking back on Monday to predict this Panthers-Redskins game. This is the Josh Norman Bowl. Norman against Cam Newton. That's going to be fun. I think at the end of the day, that's a whole lot of fun in a whole lot of places. And that's one that, you know, even Ray would be cracking up at, just because of the fact that you feel as if Josh Norman has that big chip on his shoulder because of the fact that they just pulled the offer sheet away from him. Like he... you know, said something about the boss's niece or daughter. You know what I mean? And it's surprising. Now, they got to sign Kiwan Short to long-term. They got to keep that defensive line going. So I get it. But and maybe they're young, three corners they drafted. Maybe they'll get it together. We'll see. Oh, the Lakers pulled it out. They won. So good for the Lakers. They got off the snide. The Clippers won. you know, giving you some NBA updates. So that's kind of it in the NFL and in the NBA. Just wanted to come on and give you a little rante in our picks, our, you know, psycho life, our congratulations to, you know, Ray, T Boogie, and his wife, Erica, and them having their second daughter. Got a little girl who's just adorable. And now they got two girls. So he did the girl thing, I did the boy thing. So, you know, we're like the Brady Bunch. So I think it's all gravy in the Ray and Tay family. I love it, man. You know, it's a lot of fun. But, you know, I'll be honest, I'm going to miss Alan Thicke, even with his little commercials, his infomercials. And think about 2016. Prince, David Bowie, Muhammad Ali. I mean, just all these actors and actresses and these bigger-than-life legends, you know, basketball players. We lost a lot of people this year. So, just hold on to your loved ones. Hold on tight. You know, enjoy your family, your friends. Be happy. Be appreciative. Be blessed. And like we always say, I like to always say, remember, sports heals, sports cares. You know, sometimes there's just so much drama going on in our country and the division, and, you know, even with the WikiLeaks and the Russians and the election and Obama and yada, 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 Trump cabinet and talking to Ray Lewis and Jim Brown and Kanye and yada. But we are all on the same team, and that's America. We got to just love each other. And, you know, you'd think moments of Sager or Thicke or just, you know, people dying, you'd be like, come on, man, like, it's not, there doesn't need to be all this venom and hatred and anger. It's just got to stop. So, look, have a great sports weekend. Enjoy the football. Let's go Cowboys and Jets for Ray. Let's go Steelers and Jets for Tay. And hopefully the Knicks can beat the Nuggets. And, you know, we get it on and popping. That's what it's all about. A shout out to my son, Willie Beeman, got his basketball game tomorrow. I think he's ready. I think he's ready to go 2-0. Last game, 4 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. I'm predicting, I want to say 6 points, but that's a lot with these little kids. They only scored 20 last time, but I'll go out on a limb. 6 points, maybe 1 rebound, 1 assist. I'll settle for a victory, even if he doesn't score. I'm a team player. But my boy plays defense. Even though the other day was like, yo, man, your son plays defense. I was like, yeah, I taught him to get in that defensive stand. So, all right, thanks for listening. And like always, thanks for talking sports with friends with us. We appreciate it. And that's it. Have a great sports weekend. We're out. Watch Tar Heels beating Kentucky. All right, Ray. Talk to you Monday. Thank you.